Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Gordon Ramsay. Here's a
cold call. NFL teams are turning to cold with Tide. Will you?
That will never work.
If it works on NFL jerseys, it'll work for you.
Seriously? Just perfect.
And it'll save you up to $150 a year.
And it's cold.
So you will turn to cold?
Fine, I'll turn to cold.
That guy needs to chill out. This was a cold call.
New York City. New York City. You are now rapping. You are now rapping. With 50 Cent. With 50 Cent. You gotta love it. You gotta love it.
I just wanna chill and twist a lot. Catch stunts to my 745. You drive me crazy, shorty. I need to see you and feel you next to me. I provide everything you need and I like your smile, I don't wanna see you cry. Got some questions that I gotta ask and I hope you can come up with the answers, baby.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
If I fell off tomorrow, would you still love me? If I didn't smell so good, would you still hug me? If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally? If I went back to a hoopty for my band, would you poof and disappear like some of my friends? If I was hit and I was hurt, would you be by my side? If it was time to put in work, would you be down to ride? I get out and chill a nigga cap, you chill and drive. I'm asking questions to find out how you feel inside. If I ain't rap cause I flip burgers at Burger King, would you be ashamed to tell your friends you're feeling me? In the bed if I use my tongue, would you like that? If I wrote you a love letter, would you write back? Now we can have a little drink, you know a nightcap, and we can go do what you like, I know you like that.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
Now would you leave me if your father found out I was thugging? Do you believe me when I tell you, you the one I'm loving? Are you mad cause I'm asking you 21 questions? Are you my soulmate? Cause if so, girl, you're a blessing. Do you trust me enough to tell me your dreams? I'm staring at you trying to figure how you got in them jeans. If I was down, would you say things to make me smile? I treat you how you wanna be treated, just teach me how. If I was with some other chick and someone happened to see, and when you asked me about it, I said it wasn't me. Would you believe me or up and leave me? How deep is our bond if that's all it takes for you to be gone? We only humans, girl, we make mistakes. To make it up, I do whatever it takes. I love you like a fat kid love cake. You know my style, I say anything to make you smile.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for
me? Me in a bed? Could you love me on a bus? I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about us. Could you love me in a bed? Could you love me on a bus? I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about us.
Good evening, everyone. This is the product of the Damien Network. This is the O&E on air now, live from Lagos. The dial-in number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Again, welcome, everyone, to the Mr. Boston Chronicles. Please feel free and comfortable to speak. We are free thought people with thoughts that link us to the world and to the beauty of life that surrounds us. Tonight, this is about relationships spoken through written words. the good, the bad, the chase, and the end game of relationships.
All right. Hey, Mr. Boss, you got a little feedback. Hey, Mr. Boss, you got a little feedback in the background, man. We'll cut that out a little bit so they can hear you loud and clear. All right.
Okay, let me see what's happening here. Okay.
And that's okay. Why you doing that? Everybody out there, man, you know, call in 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. Brought you by the boys of Looking Glass. You sound good now. All right, let's get it.
All right. And like I said, welcome everyone to the Mr. Boston Chronicles. Please feel free to speak your mind, because we are free thought people with thoughts that link us to the world and the beauty of life that surrounds us. Tonight, as I said, this is about relationships spoken through written word, the good, the bad, the chase, the end game of relationships. But let me say, either it's lifelong or devastating. But no one thing for real. When one or the other takes a step away from any relationship and leave God behind, the relationship will falter. Without God as the foundation, what was given for sure will be taken from you if you walk away from God. And tonight, some of the pieces you're going to hear are going to reflect on some of those good and bad and how we do when we get into them. So, excuse me, I got a little bit of a phlegm in my lungs. So like I said, tonight, some of these pieces are going to reflect the good and the bad and how we do when we get into relationships. And I don't want anyone to be offended by what the poetry speaks. Remember, there's only one side of the story through this poetry, and 95% of what I say and what other people say through the verbosity of these poetic pieces might have happened, actually happened, or could have happened. So sit back, call in, join in, because this product of Damien Network, this is the ONE on air now, live from Lagos. So again, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation that's brought to you by Looking Gas Entertainment. So let me say this so we get started. Respect for both oneself and others is a key characteristic of healthy relationships. But in contrast, unhealthy relationships, one partner tries to be in control, try to be, let's say, show their power over the other physically, whether it's physically, sexually, or emotionally. If you love two people at the same time, you should choose the second one, because if you really love the first one, you wouldn't have fallen for the second one. So life is too short to waste your time on people who don't respect and appreciate and value you. So as we venture and take this journey, let me start you off with this. What greater thing is there for two human souls than to feel that they are joined for life, to strengthen each other, to rest on each other in all sorrows, to minister to each other in each other's pain, to be one with each other in silent, unspeakable memories at the moment of having God in the whole of the mix of two. So, with that being said, let me open this show with a piece. Every time I close my eyes, I think about how the next time I'm going to freak with you. Just thoughts of you keep me so damn wanting to be with you. Tonight, you got my time. Tonight, you won't be sorry. I think that you're truly something on repeat. This is what works for me most of the time. I look in the dictionary to discover another way than just sex and freak. Every time I close my eyes, I think about how the next time I'm going to be with you. I'm going to experience that cookie. I'm really ambitious despite feeling this way. Those scenarios occurred during my thoughts of lucid dreams. I know I got this thing to help keep you feeling right. You're so beautiful and so damn hot and steamy. So don't be hesitating. Thought about you all day. Got me so aroused. Hurry up and come over. I swear I randomly have to visit the bathroom about twice a day just to get you out of my mind so I can focus. I'll keep making love to you, only this time I'll hold everything about you in the palm of my heart. My final thoughts would be that you will find these effects enticing and teasing, make you want to make me get with you and puncture everything about you. As my mind strokes the sensitive areas of your thoughts, but baby, come to me soon. As sleep catches up with you. Daybreak arrives far too quickly as our bedroom softly glows, lit by the morning sun filtering through the trees, half awake, half asleep, and my mind reluctantly emerges from a wonderful dream of replaying memory of last night's reverie. And that's Mr. Boston from the Mr. Boston Chronicles. So who do we have on the line tonight?
Peace and blessings, Brother Boston.
How you doing? And who do I have?
Sister Bessie, your fellow host.
Oh, Sister Bessie, how are you? How are you? You sound healthy. You sound healthy.
Yes, I'm okay. You know, the poetry that I have for you tonight, I just wrote one 2 days ago, and the other one is about a month old. But the poems are not about relationships, but it entails relationships of the world to what we are going through as a people.
Okay.
I have two, if it's okay.
Okay, that's fine. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. You know, we over here, we unhinged over here, so that's beautiful. Go ahead, do your thing.
All right. The first poem is called "Did You Listen?" When I told you the elite is on a mission, did you skip your wisdom and fell into the crimson? Control of the left and right brain while your thoughts are being maimed. Yes, the media thinks you're lame. Into a world of violent state. Who will save us out of this trickery fate? The destruction of life is on a collision, taken by the snake. A civilian task force is on the take and the make, a force that will take many down like food on a dinner plate, an illusion that these entities have reached immortality while they kill the world because we have reached frailty. Did you listen for your role to help us out of the situation? This should be a lesson because many of you didn't listen. You just listened to the media and kept wishing. In your homes, the plot for the robots to fill your locks. They have created the death sounds to destroy the pineal gland. Coming soon, the game plan to take your brain scan. And many of you think the government means you well while they travel back and forth through a portal called hell. Many of you thought I was tripping, but I was on a mission to save this world from an orchestrated lynching.
Wow. Wow. That, oh, wait. You know, I'm going to say this. Not only the pride of intellect, but the stupidity of intellect above all, and the dishonesty of intellect, and the dishonesty of trickery of intellect. That's how people use the people in the world.
Yeah.
Because they've gone to school, and over a lifetime, they've learned how to use words to get to gain power and to move into higher office, to put all of those words into a reality. And they, when they put those words into a reality, they use them against the people they're supposed to protect and help.
Yeah.
And they simply use those words to get voted in office, and then they get greedy. They get power hungry.
Yeah.
And in order to stay in power, they have to continually use trickery to keep the people under control. And that's how they do it.
Yes,
because
sir.
What we don't understand is this. And especially when it comes to politics, the words that we've been taught and the meaning of those words that we've been taught mean something different to people in power. And people don't understand that.
Yes.
Sister that was a mind-opening piece, really. It was. It was a mind-opening piece.
Thank you.
My spirit attached to it.
Okay.
My whole spirit attached to that. And I was like, what do I say to that? And how do I explain that? And if I explain it, would anybody get the gist of what I was saying? But then it all comes down to the intellect. It all comes down to that, the intellect and the trickery of it.
Well, you know, I only went to 12th grade, and I just write what my heart tells me to write. And, you know, it's not, my poetry is not fantastic. It just breaks down how I feel about the world and the condition that we're in.
Right. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Just because you went to 12th grade, does that make a person who went to college or got a PhD or is a philosopher, does that make that person any better than you? Because, you know, going through life, because I graduated college, and I find that some of the most silliest people have college degrees and don't know nothing, because they don't never study beyond what they study in college. So to me, that makes them stupid. I would rather hold a conversation with a person that doesn't have a college degree than to have a conversation with a person that has a college degree, because I've noticed over the long term that many people with college degrees think through a tunnel vision, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can't teach them anything. You can't tell them anything, because they only hinged on to what they learned in school. Life is more than that. Thinking is more than that, you know? So.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Brother Boston. I'm going to do the other one, and I'm not going to hold up your line.
you know what? You can stay as long as you choose to stay.
Thank you, Brother Boston. The next one is called Warrior.
Okay.
When he or she falls, the pain, the stress, the test is all around you like a brick wall. tears as you battle. Give yourself courage as a rattle. Make the enemy your target. It's a tough journey, but you can climb that strength ladder gurney. No matter who tries to sabotage you, the world is your mirage. Everything will be thrown wickedly your way. You will be unstoppable. Set your goals and make them unremovable. Persistence is your secret weapon. Motivate against the crimes. Be wise. Trap the enemy's aura at the gate and seal his fate. Chant, I am a warrior. Manifest your game plan and you'll stand. Relentless courage on this fight carriage. No matter where you go or what you do, always keep that mindset. Get ready for the war, because you won't have any rest. Challenge the wickedness to faultness. Know the universe is the truth. Lay it at your mind's door. Have the vision like 11-11, and you will gain lyrics in the spirit from heaven. This will be the ultimate power fight. You must seek the light in this hour. The Creator doesn't make cowards. Strap the shield fence. Make that wolf call hint. It's now or never. Trust in your might. Don't fight. Take all steps to defend. Make your weapons mental and physical. Warrior, warrior, warrior with the ancestors' power. Say it. Say it. Louder. Louder.
Wow. You know. Woo! Evolution needs revolution, and revolution leads to solution, and people have to follow intuition, and then you will come to fruition. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow, Sister Bessie. Wow. See, and I'm going to have to connect with you so we can write a piece dealing with that subject, warrior. Oh,
that
my God. I like that. I like your mindset. Your mindset is woo. Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Brother Boston. I will be on Friday. And, you know, I love
you.
What
will be
you
on
do.
Friday.
Yes. Okay. Yes, Friday at the regular time, 9:30 on the front porch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
okay.
I'm going to listen. I'm waiting for some poetry from you, so I'm going to listen to you. I love you dearly, my brother.
Girl. Well, you know, tonight is about relationship, good, bad, the ugly, and the end game, you know. So you're going what you might hear me do tonight is from real experiences, so. I try to write from a very real perspective when I do write, and I'm kind of like you. Whatever my heart leads me to, I write, you know. So, therefore, that's where that appreciation comes in at, you know. I appreciate you. All right.
Thank you, brother.
That's the best.
Appreciate you, too.
You're so welcome. All right. We're about to have a track next by none other than the International. Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcast, the legend, Brother O.
Yeah, nigga, it's time to take him back to 86. Gangsta shit running the world, all across the motherfucking USA, punk. Yeah, please believe that, nigga. Dog Pound Gangsta, Big Nate Dog. Nate D, double OG, punk. Yeah, give up, young guy. Yeah, now we gotta show you how you play.
Ain't nobody do you like we do.
Yeah, nigga, can't you make the world go round,
ain't
punk.
Nobody home, can't nobody do you like we do.
Nigga. Oh,
yeah, nigga.
Nigga, for the gangsters.
pistols and penitentiaries. Gangsters on a worldwide hunt for head hunting, spread dumping, lead busting. Tell me how you wanna be done. It's so many things on these streets, gang bang on these streets, keep holding. That hug was slugs. There's a thing to be the Crips of blood. And they showed these niggas how it was and how nobody do it like we done.
Come beat them out the West Coast.
Network. This is the O&E on air now from Lagos. Please dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. In the beginning of time, there was the creator who refused to be alone in his creativeness. his universe.
Out of his creativeness, he created a home for his coming creation. He created man and said, man need not be alone. So he created for him a companion, and unto them free will was birthed.
Then something went wrong.
Woman went her direction, and man became confused, confused in what to do because she retreated from God. And soon man followed.
Then all hell broke loose.
The home became a place of discord. The human foundation began to crumble. Man stopped using common sense, and woman became senseless. Relationships became useless. Madness had worn them down. It was pointless to fight for what you want when what you want continues to break your heart. They had yet realized all the issues that stood before them became when they walked away from God, who created everything for them to win in life. Failure took them into worthlessness and consciously disgraced. The eyes of the heart closed, living in unreality and untruth where most relationships die.
Peace to. I've been asking myself, what is wrong with me in this relationship?
I'm constantly questioning the man I am to you. We never have to worry about a thing. You have a career. I have a career. We have everything that is composed of happiness.
Question, are you happy? Are you happy with yourself? Happy with me?
But then I come to realize that with your promotions, you, me, and we don't communicate
like we used to.
And I stop questioning me. It seems we on a broken path. But I must question you, what's going on in the relationship that you are having with you? Because it's affecting me and our relationship. I let you do your own thing until I notice you get off at 5, but you get home at 11, and I don't complain about your 2 days business trips or late business meetings.
But lately, it's been happening 3 times weekly.
What's broken that we can't repair? This means being honest and having an uncomfortable conversation that requires mutual and unguarded trust between us. Should I be suspicious? Is it something I'm doing wrong or vice versa? Is there anything we need to talk about? And then she dropped her head and spoke.
I'm seeing someone else. Nothing left to be said in the conversation. Our path is broken in peace. So do we have anybody in queue?
At this time, we got a wonderful person waiting for you, but we're going to play this track first, and then we're going to bring on that caller right here on these stations. And we're going to do it right now. Let's do it, Boston. Let's get it in. West Side.
Thank you. find his ass. 7 hours passed as he called you last. Only to you he can do no wrong. Funny how time flies, especially when you live a whole life looking for love.
Over here, boy, and he getting down over there. All right, we got caller number 2 in the queue. Who do I have on the line right now?
Good evening, Mr. Boston.
Oh, no other than nobody but my best friend. How you doing tonight?
I'm hanging in there. Very busy. But
you hang.
Hey,
you know what?
Let me
spark something in you right quick. It'll make you smile.
Okay.
I got to check on my black girl. I need to check on my black girl. She has been on my mind. As silence has its own language, and in that silence she found words within herself that spoke and made silent love to my thoughts. She gives it carefree like a grown woman, corseted with luxurious warmth after a cold shower. She doesn't know it yet, but I need some more of that cool mind stimulation. She simply told me she loved that song, The Man I Was, to her. That song she was meant to listen to. I need to check on my black girl. She all up in my mind when she texts me. Her text read, "Sometimes silent love has more truth than the spoken one. Even if we don't speak of our love or share our feelings in long, heartfelt conversations, the bond was there. Sturdy in the love we created and make," she said, "do. Your black girl needs those three things: self-esteem, self-love, and self-confidence. And my dude, you give all that and so much more. My black girl is the bond. I need to check on my black girl. For Ms. Laura, it's pure magic. You know that? That's my black girl."
Oh, so beautiful. So uniquely beautiful, only you.
Only me.
Only you.
It's about It's about keeping it real, keeping it tight. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. How you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good. Not too bad. You know, a little tired, but it's Wednesday going into Thursday, so that's to be expected. You know what I mean?
Girl, don't even. Don't even say tired going into Thursday, because you realize that the last 3 days, my pickups have been 3:30 in the morning, and then I get home off those runs, and I'm right back at it at 4:30, so I took two loads today, and I got one at 4:30 in the morning and one at 3:30 in the afternoon tomorrow, you know, so, you know, it's all good. This is what life is, you know, so,
yeah,
in order to live in this life,
you have to work. I'm happy for you that, you know, you're able to do that.
A lot of people say I should have stayed in retirement, but, you know, I get bored very quickly.
If you feel okay, don't you dare do that. Don't you dare go somewhere and sit down and let your mind tinkle. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Don't you dare do that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's crazy. I mean, you know, I enjoy what I do. I enjoy it, and my children love me. I got them from pre-K to fifth grade. And you should see what goes on when I come into the hallway. You know, I mean, it's astounding that, you know, however I touch them, they speak, and it speaks loudly, you know. But indeed, I'm glad to be here with you tonight on the Boston Chronicles.
You know, I appreciate you. You are very appreciated. You don't know how much that you appreciate, but you are appreciated. You know, so got a lot of love for you. You know, a lot of respect for you. You know, but you already know all that. What you got for us?
Let me just say this, and I have mad love and respect for you, and I appreciate you. I got something.
Oh, thank you.
You're most welcome. I have something here, and I think you will really appreciate it.
Okay.
It's called Natural Queen.
Natural Queen. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She.
Your mic.
She created in you for you, captivating ingenuity of your desired design, her mental ocean depth, unmeasurable, complementing his integrating flow of mental mathematics, forming joining seeds. Artistic melodies blend in her voice, mixed with a variety of inflection, delighting the sensitive fibers of his ear. Sculptured image from his dreams, she walked into his vision, Queen David. Selection of alluring scents adorning her like veils of silken perfumed air, speaking worlds of wisdom untaught by human intellect. A philosophical scholar imbued from the spiritual realm, not fashioned with human concepts, esoteric knowledge of exchange flowing, eastern wind accepting as he sat with her company, mesmerized with her verbal life, intrigued by her surrounding cities of wisdom as they ventured, joining their kingdoms of intellectual wealth. She mirrored his exact moment, conveyed as his eyes followed her interpretation, expediently compiled a wise construct from his potent introduction, circulating opening letters of his verse, responding with confident, connected information, enveloping some of his structured phrases with powerful sentence of experiential understanding. He presented me with baby rosebuds from a distant garden, amidst fields of exotic gardens, choosing the summer mixture representing my gentle love for him, so strong, embellished with his signature compliment, leading, my darling. For our understanding, he reinforced me with eternal companionship. I opened the lips of my heart and spoke to his kingly soul, adoring him, sitting in his shade created for this dove hour. We scented our beautiful hands with henna, spreading lavish sweet streaks in our hair, kissing the crown of his head, filling my sensations with our unforgettable history. He opened his robes, revealing in a small pocket a blue gem we named her Sapphire, for she shone her astonishing azure blue, taking my breath away as her sparkle became my smile. Sapphire's shimmering brilliance captivated my desire to place her with your golden frame and five diamonds. I did. I mixed saffron with olive oil to massage my king's tired hands as he cultivated my eager awaiting with consonants of sacred arrangement, forming elevated awareness. She aggressively embraced. I looked deep into his beautiful and coupled our hands, taking in his delightful his kisses, surrounding his soul with clean, precious from the heavens of my soul, while attending and grooming my yielding heart, occupying my eyes, satiating him from love's collection of fruity charm as she delights him with her feminine surrounder. Who can know the depth of her love for her king? Only love can. That is at peace.
They tried to stop her, but they failed miserably. They overlooked her and tried to discourage her and sabotage her, but she persevered through it all with her head held high. They talked about her, they plotted against her, but they didn't realize one thing. They were messing with the unstoppable queen, who is resilient, ambitious, intelligent, self-confident, and bold. She's a phenomenal black queen that didn't have to compromise her integrity. She's genuinely happy, successful, and free to be herself. She can, she does, and she wins. And that's the key. Yes, absolutely. I get it.
I love it.
Miss Lord.
I love it.
You know. Yeah. Miss Lewis, you know, over the years now, it's been 13, going on 14 years now that I've known you.
It's been that long, God.
Yes, it's been that long. Well, let me see. 2010. So this is 2003. Yeah, 13 years.
Almost.
Yeah. And we've done a lot. We've done a lot over the years together, and I just want to say again, you're very appreciated. You know, you inspired me to do a lot of things. We've inspired different rights and everything. Again, appreciation, 110-fold.
Thank you so much. Well, I think we've done we've done a lot of inspiring for, you know, for each other, and lift, and, you know, even in dark spaces, you know, we've inspired each other out of them, you know what I mean?
Right. All right. You know, I just want to say I appreciate you came through supporting the Damien Network. You know, really do appreciate you coming through.
Absolutely.
And I'm looking forward.
Wait a minute. This young lady here is also a new intern to our network, and we're real proud of her, and she'll be doing some great work in 3 weeks. So, Laura Shaw, we're waiting for you to be part of the legendary O&E dynasty.
Thank
brother,
you.
Oh, you read my, you was reading my mind, because I was just about to say that. You read my mind. Get out of my head.
it's just amazing. Honeybee has been a friend of mine for a long time, you know, and I just didn't connect the dots. You know, I have so much going on. You know, I just didn't connect the dots until this venture was opened to me, and he called on me to join the network. You know what I'm saying? You remember when I did my five poems and that? I mean, my head was spinning. I said, "Oh my God, this man has been my friend for years." He comments on my work and stuff, and we go back and forth and back and forth. And it's just—I just want to say it's a phenomenal pleasure, you know, and an honor that, you know, someone recognizes me other than just you and, you know, and our friends and our circle. That there are others that listen and they hear me and they believe in me, and I just don't know how to say except thank you so much, Brother O. You are amazing.
Yeah.
No, you're amazing.
I'm so forward to looking forward to hearing you. I know that we're going to be doing a lot of conferring together. On your show. So, yeah, you know, you do a lot of conferring with me anyway. So I'm looking forward to your debut. Really.
This is a new experience, Jay. A new experience, you know, and it's opening up something else. There is more that has been added to my assignment. Do you understand that?
Yep. Absolutely. Well, Miss Lois, I really, really appreciate you coming through. We're going to sit you back down on the couch over here. And
I'm going to be listening. I'm going to listen as long as I can listen. You know my situation. I'm praying for your show that you be a divine hit tonight. A divine.
Well, I have an assignment too. So I have an assignment too, and I'm trying to complete it before I reach 80, you know.
You're going to swing through this thing with beauty, as usual. And be successful.
All right. Yes, indeed. All right. We're going to sit you on the couch. And up next, we're going to have a track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, none other than Brother. Do your thing.
Together we stand. cause they be slangin' that cane. Calling out for money cause the money's a gang. Side homie, it's the Long Beach thing. You heard me right, nigga, this is DPG. With the superwoman daddy claiming CPG.
Black, Moody Black, what's going on, bro?
Man, hey, Moody, I was so last night because I was working.
Nah, man.
Don't
look,
wish I could have joined you, though.
Oh, man, no, you work, man, look, ain't no love lost, bro. I know how it is, trust me. I'm on a tight schedule myself. Shout out to Brother O.
Yeah.
That, he was West Coasting hard with that one right there, bro.
Hey, man, you know what I mean? I got to represent where I from, man. A lot of times, you know, with the business world, you know what I mean, everybody forget. But I don't forget where I come from. I actually take the gravel, baby.
I love it, man. I was bobbing my head over here.
Woo.
I was jamming. I'm like, woo. I made a stank face, boy. I'm like, woo, okay. But, yeah, man, I got a poem. I got a poem for you. I got a poem for you, Mr. Boston. I got a poem
oh,
for you.
I know you do. I know you do. World renowned poet himself. I know you do. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, man, I got some,
yes, indeed.
Got some deep for you, man. Some deep, man.
Okay.
Life, art, and math. I got you. All right.
Okay. All right. Your mic.
Funny how life is art and math, and we are performing algebraic artifacts. So take note of how we make our life an art of facts. See, we may seem like ordinary numbers, but there's variables or things that happens in our life that add to our greatness, like overcoming obstacles, like not having the job you want but finally getting it, or that blessing you get when you're finally able to pay your rent in the nick of time, right before getting evicted. Or just making out of any situation where you think you weren't, like sacrifice all you have for a dream and finally seeing it come true. Like I used to feel I couldn't provide for my family like I wanted. How I was more Pablo Picasso than Albert Einstein when my art wasn't paying the bills, so I used to feel my numbers weren't right. Like X times what I put myself through plus Y times the cards I was dealt equals failure. But poetry is my formula for self-expression because life operates to add stepping stones and stumbling blocks. But I subtract stress with the stanza, multiply my meaning of life with the metaphor, divide my obstacles with my determination. The struggle added to the sum of my fears. I made mistakes that it cost me everything I had, but me getting back up made the difference. Yeah, I may be a product of my past, but I'm not a prisoner of it. See how I express myself through these problems? Well, life is art and math. How never give up is part of the solution. See how I'm a walking artifact? See how I live to make art a fact, how I factor in endless possibilities of being the greatest version of myself, how expressing myself can ignite full expression in others. Like my brother from another mother told me October 2017 at his very first open mic, hearing our words gave him life because the week before, he thought about subtracting himself. Can't you see? This is what it's all about, to see how you fit in the equation of life despite the variables. It's all about the art and math, because in my vision, I see people all over the world, ages and races, no matter the numbers, picking up pens, writing and speaking their feelings, where words really heal, inspire, motivate, and connect people, and I will make a living and give life with my art of language. I plan to make a difference. That's how it adds up in my head. And no, I don't have delusions or grandeur. I have a formula for it, like X times how hard I grind, plus Y times my passion equals leaving a legacy for my kids, how my self-expression would gain me success, and success is freedom. I guess self-expression is emancipation, so I will emancipation proclamation my purpose. This is setting myself free, and I'm all about expressing myself, like me being loud when I perform. I'm sorry, but the loudness of my poems and honing my craft multiplied by my heart equals I ain't got nothing to lose. So please choose to fully express yourself. You can either be an autumn leaf blowing in the wind, or you can be a flower growing in the middle of winter. Just define your art, define your math in this equation called life, and fully express yourself. And that's that piece.
Ooh, wow. Moody.
Moody. No. Yes, sir. What, bro?
Listen.
Uh-oh.
You know what? Let me tell you. Ooh-wee. Wow. You know what? The elegance of life's mathematical theorem, I think to say that it could be directly proportional to the number of independent ideas one can see in life's theorem, and inversely proportional to the effort it takes to see them. You feel me?
Ooh, I see what you did there, boy.
You see what I'm...
I see how I expanded that equation. Yeah, I got you, baby.
Woo! Ooh. That's deep, man. You had to make me go into the inner sanctum of my brain to relate to that. I had to go inside there. I went, man, that was woo-wee. My. You know, a person listening to that in the weight room don't need no testosterone booster. Shit, that was the boost right there. Wow.
I'm going to talk about it. I'm glad you love it, bro.
You've always been that dude, man, with the magic of words, man. You've always been that dude on the stage of life, man, to educate and teach through your poetry, man. And that's what really got me hooked on to you, because the way you put it and the way you speak it and the reality of your words and the things that's happening in and around us on a daily basis, man, you bring all of that to the forefront, man. And that's the appreciation I have for your work, man, and you as a person, man. That's just outstanding, just straight outstanding, you know.
No, I appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you.
Nobody like Moody Black. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? I'm going to tell you, next time you have one of those events, man, you need to let me know so, man, if I can try to make one of those events, because I would love to get on stage with you, man, and do a live collaboration off the top of my head.
Ooh.
That's real.
Wait a minute. Now, I actually do poetry, too. So one night, I'm going to bless one of you guys, three of you guys. You know what I'm saying? You know, never know. It might be tonight. Never know. But, you know, dib and dab a little bit. So, Moody, make sure you stay on this line tonight. Don't hang up. You know what I mean? Stay right here. You know, the brother Boston is going to do another outstanding piece of his. And then I'm going to come back on these wheels of steel. I'm coming back on these wheels of steel for you. So get it together, and we're going to make sure that everything is everything.
All right, man. I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. I don't want to do you anyway but the right way. But you want me to give you all my time, yet you won't give me the time of day because you selfish. Disrespectful and self-centered. Then you wonder why all my friends don't want to be around you. Foolish people do foolish things, hinging on ignorance and self-defeat. And at the moment, you're defeating our friendship, defeating yourself, defeating my help. You see about me? No, it's always been about you, but you fucked it up when you took us out of the equation. So you simply came to the conclusion that I was going to leave better, yet you were going to force me to make that decision while you spin what's been between your thighs with that other guy. You are so sad of an image of a woman you portray to be, but I'm not leaving, but neither feel sorry for you tonight. I'm cooking dinner for us. Be here at 8:15. Got a surprise for you. At 8:15 arrives, honey, this is Queen Africa, my new lady, and you can tell your side dude he can eat dinner with us. I decided there was no point in trying to get you to change, no point in explaining me to you or what you were doing that you thought I didn't know about. Remember 12 years ago, I told you a man should always study his woman 2 years before they marry, and every day that they are together from day one. See, boo. I know when you started seeing him and every time you slept with him, but you're not going to blame me for your mishaps. I'm going to blame me for not engaging Miss Africa much sooner. Now you're going to have to make that decision that you attempted to force me to do. Enjoy the meal, Miss Africa. We're going to enjoy dinner in the extra bedroom. And that's Mr. Boston from Mr. Boston Crawford. In peace. Now, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here. What's going on with everybody? All right, now we're about to have a track by the Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, none other than Brother O.
You don't wanna rumble with a real OG. Man, I'm fed you like a chronic G. And your girl done ran away with me. I can show you how to catch these freaks. I can show you how to beat these freaks. I can show you how to crack that thing. Let me show you how to break that thing. Ain't a damn thing, Jay. Still rolling on day to day. Still banging, still claiming DP. All right. from the jungle with the concrete streets. You don't wanna rumble with the real OGs. Man, I packed it like a chronic seed. And your girl done ran away with me. I can show you how to catch these freaks. I can show you how to beat these streets. I can show you how to crack that thing. Let me show you how to break that thing.
No need to fight it, baby. I know you wanna date it. I can tell by the way you watch me. I like the way that you walk. I like the way that you talk. Ooh, what that accent does to me. Yeah, I still claim 213. Yeah, I still bang DPG. Bang with Dave and Snoop and Warren G. Yeah, I got hoes that love me. Got gangsta banging my beat. I got hoes from here to overseas.
I'm from the jungle with the concrete streets. You don't wanna rumble with the real OGs. Man, I'm packing like a chronic seed. And your girl done ran away with me. I can show you how to catch these freaks. I can show you how to beat these streets. I can show you how to crack that thing. Let me show you how to break that thing.
I need a gangster stay. One from around the way. I need a girl that likes to play every day. She said her friend wants to see. She said her friend is messy. I say you get your friend and come right away.
I'm from the jungle with the concrete streets. You don't wanna rumble with the real OGs. Man, I packed it like a chronic seed. And your girl done ran away with me. I can show you how to catch these freaks. I can show you how to beat these streets. I can show you how to crack that thing. Let me show you how to break that thing. I'm from the jungle with the concrete streets. You don't wanna rumble with the real OGs. Man, I packed it like a chronic seed. And your girl done ran away with me. I can show you how to catch these freaks. I can show you how to beat these streets. I can show you how to crack that thing. Let me show you how to break that thing.
That West Coast swing is bumping over there, DJ. That West Coast swing. Final words, final words, final words. You notice it's been about relationships tonight through portrait. So my final word is be with someone who inspires you and makes you the best version of yourself. Don't settle for 40, 50, or even 80%. A relationship, it shouldn't be too small or too tight or even a little scratchy. It shouldn't take up space in your closet out of a guilty conscience or convenience or moments of desire. It should be perfect for you. It should be lasting. You got to learn how to wait for 100%. If you're not comfortable enough with yourself or with your own truth when getting into a relationship, then the key word here is you're not ready for that relationship. And those are my final thoughts.
Well, well, well. We come to the point of this show. Outstanding to Boston. All the callers, hey, man, you got to call in early, you know what I'm saying? You can't be pressing one when it's time for Ngozi time. It is what it is. But, you know, we got another month. We got some real poets here on the Dynasty. Lois Shaw, Moody Black, and the man, the myth, the legend, Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders tonight. And, of course, what more can I say? That on the Dynasty is fantastic. And tomorrow night, we come back on with our coach, Derek Gibson, and the Coach's Corner, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time and standard time on these O-N-E stations. And it's funny because you look at our brother, you know, Derek, and what he does for us on a constant basis. Tomorrow night, his thing is easy. It's wonderful. And understand, it is about love dumb black people stuff is at an all-time high. Distracting to attack ways to create generation wealth. That's tomorrow night. That's the topic. So join us right here on these only stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to ONI, which is on the Deli and Gozi Enterprises. Reach us, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Gozi Primetime, one at Damon.com. We're in Gozi Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Gozi at Paris, Google Plus. Ola Deli Malay, we're Gozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, The Boston Chronicles, as well as the Historic Determined and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ola Deli, down in Gozi with my gmail.com and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malay, we're in Gozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Forest Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to the man. His name is Boston Across the Land.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know it's exciting to be here tonight with all of you guys. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, I really appreciate you guys coming through. Really, I do. Really, 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 I do. You know, y'all don't know how much your input inspires me to do bigger, better things. So until then, until next time, we will see you, we'll see you next time with, probably say in the 3 or 4 weeks from now. So y'all prepare for coming, because it's coming. So I'm going to leave you with this. Know the difference of self-defeat and self-worth. When you allow me into your beginnings, your pains, your sorrows, your past, your present, I begin to study you, not only the woman that lives within you, but your spirit, your soul. And now each one wanted and needed to be freed, and I showed you a simple path to take, because what was because of you, and I explained it vividly. The truth is, unless you let go, unless you forgive yourself, unless you forgive the situation, unless you realize that the situation is over, you cannot move forward. And it all has to do with self-worth evaluation. When love hurts you, dare to love again. People refuse to look at you in a new light, and they can only see you for what you were, only see you for the mistakes you've made. If they don't realize that you are not your mistakes, then you must do an Isaac Hayes and walk on by. See, I understand, but you also need to understand the reasoning of your torn woes, pains, and sorrows. You have been taught to seek eternal valuation, validation, to know the worth of self. I came because I was sent to show you who you are not. You have purpose, live it, and examine what you tolerate. Little girl, ask your heart and mind, how could I love another soul the right way if I spent my whole life loving myself all the wrong ways? And with that, I say good night. From the ONE.
you can let me know.
Let me know.
You ain't scared.